contrary to what you would think from me being up here, having jotted down my story just now, I'm a closet introvert. Represent. Which means, right, that I love you, but you exhaust me. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to take a nap right after all this is done, because putting out energy exhausts me. I love people. I really like to be around people. But when I go home, right, home is my me place, my close the windows place, I don't have to talk to anybody necessarily until my kids come home kind of place. So when my family and I moved to this neighborhood, I was, not sure what to expect. And our next door neighbor came over, and he's not here, right? Came over and was like, oh, you're going to love this place. The gals have a book club, and they meet every month, and they go to everybody's houses, and they have dinner. And I was like, I have to clean house for my neighbors. I have to clean house. And they have, and I'm the neighborhood edger. And I just sort of filed that away for, later reference. Oh, the neighborhood edger, great. Okay, book club, all right, lovely people, lovely neighbors. We go to dinner, it's not so bad, really, and it's just a really nice way to get to know what's going on, right, with people around. Then my next door neighbor Facebook friended me, and I was sort of like, what? You're right there. You're right there. How can I complain now when the neighborhood edger comes by? And now for the neighborhood edger. My kids had just gotten down. They'd had their bath. They'd had their dinner. They were getting ready for sleep. And all of a sudden, you hear this. And my husband and I are looking at each other in despair. What? And we look outside, and there is the neighborhood edger edging our unmown, but now edged perfectly, lawn. And so, all right, neighborhood edge, Facebook friend, book club. All right, I'm starting to see, right, what neighbors, could look like and how you could have it in a sort of nice lawn. Even if you might not want to water it, it could be perfectly edged. And really, though, what I think what happened, though, for me, when I really started to see what neighbors could be about, was one day when I was home and my windows were open. And across the street, there was a lovely family. I didn't know them. They weren't part of the book club. But there was a couple, and they had a young baby. And I was, home doing my little thing, and all of a sudden, the dad opens up the front door, and he says, "Help! Help! Help! The baby's choking." The baby's like a year old, and he, being in the military, was about to perform CPR. The grandmother, who is there but does not speak English, is wailing and moaning and screaming in the background. She can't call 911 because she can't speak to, right, the operator. What are we going to do? The neighborhood edger guy comes out. I run out with my cell phone. Another neighbor who I never still met before comes out. And then the two of them run in. My neighbor and I are outside with our cell phones. And we're calling 911. Inside, we keep hearing, okay, baby, come on. It's all right. It's all right. Just breathe, honey. Just breathe. Just breathe. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. More wailing, more weeping. When are those fuckers going to get here? When are those fuckers going to get here? We don't know, right? So we stand outside. We're waiting. And the baby, one neighbor has gone in and comes out, and he's like, the baby's blue. I don't know what we're gonna do. He's, we're still worried. We're gonna call him. Finally, it was probably all of what, 6 minutes, right? Finally, the ambulance pulls up. The baby is starting to breathe. He's taken away for overnight supervision, right? So he's okay, and he's fine. And the next day, a week later, right, the mother comes. She's Korean. She's just learning English, and she has this box full of Asian pears. They're huge, and they're beautiful. And she says, thank you. Thank you. And I said, I didn't do anything. And literally, I had done nothing, right? Nothing. Except sort of wave my arms around and wait, right, for the ambulance to come. And she says, no, you helped. Thank you. And so what I learned that, and you would think, right, that might be, that might open the door, right, to be us being more than waving, nodding neighbors. Hi, how you doing? It didn't really. But what I learned from all of that was that being neighbors could also be about having just a corner of your stories meet, and that there was some intrinsic value in leaving your windows open. Thank you.